Amy Goodman.org. I'll be there with the film's directors, Tia Lesson and Carl Diehl. I'm Amy Goodman, with Nermeen Sheikh, for another edition of Democracy Now!
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on Thursday, June 25th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with a look at traffic around Kingston, in construction and delays, motorists on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road can expect lane reductions as Utilities Kingston continues water and sanitary main installations. Drivers may also encounter delays on Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue as crews install new pedestrian crossing signals. Work continues at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Kenter Boulevard with road repairs, sidewalk work, landscaping, and line painting ongoing. Motorists should expect delays on Taylor Kidd Boulevard between Coronation Boulevard and Collins Bay Road as paving and road improvement work continues. And intermittent lane closures remain in effect on John Kenter Boulevard between Portsmouth Avenue and Division Street through July 15th for maintenance work. In closures, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William remains closed for construction staging, while Berry Street near Queen remains closed for work related to 283 Queen Street. Princess Street between Frontenac and Division remains closed as part of the city's major reconstruction project. Wright Crescent between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent remains closed for roadway repairs and pedestrian safety improvements. Sydenham Street remains closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street Community Space Project. John Street between Montreal Street and Bagot remains closed through July 31st for water and sanitary service upgrades. Norman Rogers Drive between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Van Order Drive also remains closed for road rehabilitation and safety improvements. Looking ahead, the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed on June 28th from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. to allow for the temporary opening of the Marine Navigation Channel. Once again, that closure is coming up this Sunday on the 28th. For FIFA-related events at Springer Market Square, King Street East between Brock and Clarence will be closed from Friday, June 26th through the morning of Sunday, June 28th, while Brock Street between Ontario and Wellington will be closed from June 27th through the morning of June 28th. And finally, Greenwood Park Drive will be closed on Saturday, June 27th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the annual Greenwood Park Drive Block Party. Getting into your weather report for the rest of the day, Kingston remains under mainly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorm this afternoon. Southeast winds are picking up to around 20 kilometers an hour with temperatures topping out near 19 degrees. Later tonight, skies stay cloudy with a continued 40% chance of showers and risk of thunderstorm lingering into the evening. Overnight temperatures will fall to around 15 degrees. This has been your quick afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And welcome to another episode of
Beef Banter.
Hey, my name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're here for beer banter.
We're here for beer banter.
We got
today.
Our Guinnesses open. Let's take a little sip.
Life of unemployment. By the way, guys, we're both over 19.
Yeah, both over 19, and this is not an advertisement.
No.
So,
but if you want to sponsor us, Guinness, like, I would love it if you sent fanny packs.
Yeah. Where are we right now? We're in your basement?
Yeah, we're in my basement.
Chilling.
Mark, say hi. Come say hi.
Hi, guys.
Mark's here.
Hi, Eric.
I feel like Eric don't even listen anymore.
No one listens anymore. This is for us. We're reclaiming Beat Banter for us.
Right. And I think we got 5 more episodes, and then we hit our 100th.
Yeah.
Wait, 4 more episodes, because this is the 96th, 7th, 8th, 9th. Oh, no, 10th, sorry. I'm stupid.
That's okay. And then we're going to pass away slowly.
Right. And honestly, that's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be playing the new Jacques Green song with Umru called What Do You Say? I think this is actually like a week old now. And I'm also going to be playing...
Jacques Green, who formerly headlined Cloud Nine Festival, who next year, Lukeman is...
Anthony Bear. Oh,
well,
sorry.
But no one care about that guy. Lukeman is headlining Cloud Nine.
Yeah.
And must be dire times if they hired Luke Anthony Berry, but one thing he's there to do is dig you out of the gutter.
Exactly. And I'm hyped. I'm hyped for my boy. So I'm going to be playing that Jacques Green song, and I'm also going to be playing Report by Username.
Play them.
Weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
You just listened to What You Say by Jacques Green and Report by Username on CFRC Radio.
Let's cheers to that. Let's cheers to that.
Come on. Cheers. Cheers. Mm. Mm. Gumbai is all they say. I actually don't know.
Shaw Gale.
Go on.
Beautiful. Shout out Old Farm Foods. Shout out our biggest fans.
Right.
I'll play my next two songs.
Yeah, let's just get right into it.
The first song I'll play is Broken Dream by P.S. Goner, which is also Homeshake. It's like another alias.
Oh, I didn't
for
know.
Homeshake.
Because I was looking at the Bandcamp, I was like, who is this person?
Yeah, I think it might be a duo, but the songwriting is Homeshake. Uh-huh. And they just released this, so banger, which is good because Homeshake doesn't release music super often. Like, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful. And then I'm also going to play Terrified, the only non-explicit song from the new Fake Mink album.
Did you listen to the album?
Not the whole thing.
Oh.
I listened to three songs. I just saw the interviews of him being like, I'm changing music.
Oh, yeah. He's like, it starts music. In hell and then it goes to heaven. That's not his accent at all. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But I will be seeing him live in a few weeks in Portugal.
Hopefully he doesn't cancel again.
I'm going to wax my whole body for Fake Mink.
But he don't even want that thing. I saw that tweet where it was like, waxing my whole body for Harry Styles. It's like, girl, he probably wants a Harry stop.
He probably wants a Harry stop.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it. laser hair removal for JPEG Mafia. Oh, speak on that. Then we're not playing any of the new JPEG, but
yeah, I think we talked about this on the. Did we talk about this on the last episode?
No.
No, we didn't. I just think the new album is pretty mid. It's like the production's good, but on every song he has the same flow. He has the same, like, he's just rapping as fast as he possibly can. Eminem. I can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. It just upset me.
Right. Was he the one who was like, I don't want to hear about MG Lenderman?
Igloo. No. That's Igloo Ghost who posted that. Yeah. He was like, I don't want to hear about any MJ Lenderman, Geese. JPEG Mafia, Geese, Phoebe Bridgers. I was like, okay.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I thought that seems like something JPEG Mafia would tweet.
And he would. But honestly, like, in the album promo, he was like dissing Earl Sweatshirt for no reason, being like,
why?
I was like, I don't know why. And he was like, I'm the king of experimental rap. And he drops this album, and it's like, damn, every single song you have the same flow, you're rapping about the same things. Change it up. You know what I mean?
Come on. And you heard it here from the resident advisor.
Right, exactly.
Okay, play my songs.
Play them.
Turning Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
You just listened to Broken Dream by P.S. Garner and Terrified by Fake Mink on CFRC.
Blacked out like a phantom. That's not on the right. That's not even Fake Mink.
Louis V. Sandals. Crazy. Murder. Oh, it's like a scandalous.
Dirty supermodel. Be fans. Try to pack up for your man and then I go hold hands with it.
Oh, are you like a big fan?
I like that song. Okay. I like that song. I was on that song. Now the song
he was
like,
on it first.
No, because let me just say, like, I was there when it dropped. No. No, but that, I don't know. That song is like, sometimes these songs are like...
I was singing that song first rate where you just sang Gucci sandals.
Gucci flip-flops.
Oh, no, but Bad Baby did it first. Bad Baby, yeah.
Gucci flip-flops. Hit you.
And my socks.
It's a big watch.
And Lil Yachty was on it.
Lil Yachty had the worst verse on that thing, too. That's crazy. No shade to him. I love, I can't even say the name of the song, but please stop, please stop, please stop, please stop.
Oh my God. Yeah.
If it looked like you bought it at the Kia. Anyway, I like Bad Baby.
Wait, we were recently talking about Bad Baby last weekend and how she has been through so much. Like, she's had a baby. She's, like, been fighting cancer. Like, she's done so much.
She's actually done every... And she played Fortnite that one time. Did you watch her Fortnite stream?
No.
You have to watch the whole thing. It's actually very insightful. I was like, damn. And she was... she did a crypto scam.
She's done everything, so but she's gone through so much. Like, she's so brave. Like, I think she should run for governor of a state.
Right.
In which people live in.
Right. Ellen McKay style.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are your next two songs?
Okay, I'm going to be playing a song for the new Leroy. Hashtag boy, let me know.
Mm.
Really good. And I'm also going to be playing Aqua Tint by Glissandro 70. This was like, I don't even know how I found this. It was just in my like recommended. And it's a Canadian duo, I believe. And they're doing like some of the craziest, it's like all kind of like experimental stuff with like simple drum rhythms and stuff. But it's like really out there. And it's pretty good. I'm like getting some inspo. You know,
okay, play him.
Play him.
Why did I get your mass text? I'm in your contact. Why did I get your mass text? I'm in your contact. Why
hey,
did I get your mass text?
So we've been talking for a while, and I thought we were cool. Did I miss something?
Thank you. shit was trash.
You can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
You just listened to hashtag Boy Let Me Know by Leroy and Aqua Tint by Glissandro 70 on CFRC Radio.
And let's cheers to that.
Cheers.
Glug, glug, glug.
I should with the...
Those were two bangers. Guys, let's talk about Isla Boosters.
Yeah, we want to watch Isla Boosters.
The new Boots with, Riley.
With, and it's the first one because I haven't seen Sorry to Bother You.
Yeah.
But now I kind of do want to watch it.
I haven't seen a show either. I feel like you'd like a show.
What's the show called?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay, no, I've not seen this. Jerome. I have not seen this.
Yeah.
So this is my first endeavor. And I thought it was going to be just like campy, colorful. Like, I didn't know it was going to be like fantastical.
Yeah.
Because I had like, I knew nothing what to expect. But Kiki Palmer's in it. She's so good.
It's actually a star-studded cast.
What's the other? Taylor Page.
Taylor Page. Yeah. Demi Moore. Lakeith Stanfield.
Will Poulter.
Will Poulter. And also like Poppy Liu, who I don't know. She's in like Hacks, which I've been seeing.
Yeah, but which I do want to watch. It's like, people say it's really good.
I know, my mom loves it.
Yeah. But, and if your mom loves it, then I'm going to love it, right?
But I love Poppy Liu, and honestly, I just followed her on Instagram, and also, like, I've been seeing her, like, do interviews and stuff. I'm like, she, out of the whole cast, she's the most with it, you know what I mean? Like, politically, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but it was really good, and it was really fun.
It's a great movie.
What's the guy's name, like, the main guy from Sorry to Bother You, like, who's in this movie as well?
Oh, Lakeith Stanfield.
Yeah, him. Mm-hmm. He's really good in this.
He's fantastic. A very against type role for him.
Yeah. And it was really good. There's good new movies coming out. Floyd.
What are you talking
Fjord?
About? Fjord?
Fjord.
Did you say Foyd on air? Like, what?
No, I keep Fjord. Seeing the photo, and Sebastian Stan looks crazy, bro.
Oh, is that him in that movie?
Yes, the bald guy.
Oh, with Christian Mungiu. That makes sense, because he's Romanian, and it's a Romanian movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I don't even know.
But I'm like, boy, they did you crazy in the bald cap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah, okay. Everyone should go watch Sorry to Bother You. I want Boots Riley to make $1 billion so he can make his next movie. So
yeah, it was. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's really good. There was a lot of like stop motion and effects, and you could tell that they were like so handmade, and it was really. It was
all
good.
Of his VFX, all of his stuff has stop motion. Even Sorry to Bother You has like some stop motion sequences. But I think also like. It's just a really great story and narrative, and it's a great, I think it's, like, really with the times, you know what I mean?
It's giving if, like, the Barbie movie was, like, good.
Yeah, it's hopecore at the end of the day, too. Yeah. Like, it's nice to see, like, a, like, overtly political movie that's, like, yeah, maybe we can do this type things.
Yeah, type things. Type I'll things. Play my next few songs.
Yeah.
We're just banging out all of SD3 in one go.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna play Manifestor by Lukeman, and then coming off of the high of seeing him at Palomosa, I'll play Stay High by Dylan Brady.
Play him.
Play him.
baby.
Health Resource Center is a confidential, non-judgmental information referral service for all things sex, sexuality, and sexual health. We are located in room 215 of the LaSalle Building at 146 Stewart Street on Queen's University campus. We are open to clients from Queen's, St. Lawrence College, RMC, and the wider Kingston community. We offer sexual health and pleasure products at cost, such as 20-cent condoms and $3 pregnancy tests. Follow us on Instagram at SHRC Kingston for daily hours, center updates, and news about upcoming events.
You just listened to Manifestor by Lukeman and Stay High by Dylan Brady on CFRC.
Two bangers.
Let's cheers to that.
Let's cheers to that. Cheers. Two bangers. That Dylan Brady song was absurd. It really shouldn't work, but hey, it kind of does. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Beautiful.
What should we talk about?
Movie update that we also watched. We found a download of Mile and Kicks.
Watched it legally. We legally
watched
went
it.
To the theater and we watched Mile and
yeah,
Kicks.
Yeah, we did. And it wasn't good at all. It was actually so bad.
It was really bad. I'm so, like, listen, all love to Canadian content. You know me. I'm patriotic.
You know me. I love Joni Mitchell.
I love Joni Mitchell, and she never lies. I love Rachel Bobbitt. That's mm-hmm. true.
Rachel McAdams. But this was poop from a fart. Like, yeah, genuinely.
I just can't. Like, it was like, what's the plot of the movie? Do a little rundown.
Like, there is no plot. This girl who writes for the Toronto Star or some Toronto magazine, she's a music critic, mm-hmm. moves to Montreal with no job to want to write one of the 33 and a half books about Alanis Morissette, her album.
Yeah.
And then, like, gets the funding to do so, but just, like, pisses away the summer. Yeah. Like, has crushes on two guys in the same band. Like, both of them, like, don't really want her low-key. She's, like, really annoying. She's an awful roommate, awful friend.
Yeah.
Awful person to everyone. Like, loses all her job, has no money.
It's kind of just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a good movie. Like, first of all, like...
And it's boring.
It's boring.
Roommates, the other movie that the girl made, as much as it was slop, the one with, like, Ivy Woke and Adam Sandler's daughter, was, like, I could sit through it without... Like, this was actually, like, so boring.
It was boring.
Also,
they kept telling us things that I was like, I don't think that's true. Like, she went at the end when she's like, I'm a good writer. I know. And it's like... Well, we've heard you write two things in the movie, and both of it was, like,
bad.
So yeah. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. It wasn't about Montreal. It wasn't about music, really. It wasn't really about love. It wasn't really about, like, finding yourself.
And it wasn't really about friendship. I don't think it's a feminist movie. A lot of people are like, oh, it's a very, like, feminist.
No,
like,
I do not think so.
I actually don't think so. I think it's actually anti-feminist. Like, the fact that at the end she is just, like, the whole, like, Roderick subplot was like, stop. Like, shut up, bro. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Like, I think they were trying to be feminist when she was seeing that one band member, the lead singer. Like, she finally, after times and times of, like, being belittled by him, finally was like, you know what? No, I'm saying no to you.
Yeah.
Just so I can go say yes to
the other
Roger.
Man.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. That's not, you know, I don't know. I just didn't think it was very good.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't.
Well, I'll introduce my last two songs of the app, which are going to be Don't Ask by Natanya, and I'll also be playing Velvet Rope by Janet Jackson, which I'm playing because I just bought the CD.
Okay.
So, shouts out to that. Let's play them.
Play them.
You can call back and we can get set. We've been honest and playing our chess. Play a role this and play a role that. You really don't ask, you really don't get. You really don't. I'll give it to you. I said I'll give it to you. Tell me you want me, boy. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. I said I'll give it to you. Tell me you got this, boy. I'll give it to you.
You
You just listened to Don't Ask by Natanya and Velvet Rope by Janet Jackson on CFRC Radio.
Cheers!
Cheers! Gamba, what's it called? Senpai, what? Gamba, what's it?
Girl, stop. Beautiful. Okay, Janet Jackson.
Mark's just laughing. Like, gum. I forget what it is.
Shawgale.
Shawgale. That's what I mean. Shawgale. I thought Shawgale was Japanese.
Girl, do not. No. Sugoi. Let's drink this beer.
Oh my God.
Janet Jackson. Okay. Oh, let's talk about the Jackson movie. And how
I haven't watched it though. So
no, I haven't watched it either. Yeah. Let's just talk about, well, we love talking about things you know nothing about. And also, let's just, I'm going to talk about this movie as if I've watched it, as if I know all the facts. So this is what I'm going to tell you about that movie that I have not seen and have not, and do not, cannot
intend
verify.
On seeing. Right.
Do not intend on seeing and cannot verify any of the things that I'm saying. So the movie starts.
The movie starts with Michael Jackson. He's a little boy and he is like,
And he goes, I'm the skinniest Jackson.
He sees the moon landing on TV and he's like, I wish I could walk on the moon.
And I wish I could walk on the moon. That's what Michael Jackson says at the beginning of the movie.
Right.
And then he has brothers, right?
Right.
But the brothers take some of his food, so then he can't eat as much food.
So
and then
he becomes
the
skinniest Jackson.
He becomes the skinniest Jackson.
That's my favorite video. I forget the name.
The grooviest Jackson.
I'm Marvin Jackson, the swinginest Jackson, and Michael Jackson,
the skinniest Jackson.
Like, why do you do all that?
Yeah, and then the movie ends when he's 33, and I'm gonna just, they're not making a second one. This is me not fact checking anything. They're not making a second one because they got into a bunch of, also not fact check any of this. I just, they got into a lot of like legal battles with the whole what's it called? Dream. His like house, his property where he had kids and he did the
Dream Motel. What's it called? I forget.
Let's just call it something. Let's call it Dreamland.
Yeah, Dreamland.
Yeah. And where all that stuff happened and they like could not air it and they were not allowed. Like, it's also just like if your family member is playing him, like you're making
like a like
poster
a fluff,
board movie. Yeah.
A fluff piece. It's like in Myland Kicks when she writes that review of that band.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
And I'm just like, I don't care about it.
Yeah.
I don't care about it. Like, oh, the musical numbers are so good. Girl, watch his music videos.
Right, exactly. Like, whatever.
Whatever, we're not mad
and
about it.
They end it when he's turned 33 because that's the year Jesus died. And he's like, Jesus.
And he's like, Jesus.
Anyway, let's play our last song.
I'll put my last two songs. New Earth Eater, I'll play Paradise Reigns. And then this band called Hide, Looking Up, I See a Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Let's play them.
Play them. Thank you.
dream.